KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, whereas it's a beautiful fall day in Bonner's Ferry today. We're also on 97.1 FM KSBT, North Idaho's radio, right here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. It was super sunny like an hour ago, and then some clouds have moved in, but looks like we're going to be dry at least, maybe through the weekend. Yeah, so who knows, and maybe into next week, just a little bit of rain in the forecast, not a lot. Anyway, it's Thursday. This is North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and I believe we've got another good show for you here today. First up, we'll have our monthly segment with Heather Upton from the City of Sandpoint's Arts and Historic Preservation Department. Always fun and informative having Heather on the show. And in our second segment, we'll welcome in Tammy Fahan from Bonner General Health Hospice. She'll fill us in on hospice services that are available. We'll learn about the upcoming Tree of Lights ceremony and more. And in our final segment today, our good buddy Justin Dick will join us once again, this time talking about his latest endeavor, a new restaurant. It's called 113 Main in downtown Sandpoint. We'll find out all about that. So much going on this weekend as we head into the holiday season. Now, tomorrow, the Sandpoint City Parks and Recreation Department presents Stories and S'mores, featuring storyteller extraordinaire. My good buddy Sandy Compton will be telling stories in Hickey Park. It's tomorrow evening from 6 till 7. And Hickey Park, that's the city park over there by Super One, the Lake Pondere High School neighborhood on Hickey Street. So 6 to 7 tomorrow. Sandy's a great storyteller. You will love it. Bring the entire family out for that. What's going on with Sandpoint Seniors? There's a holiday cottage market at the Senior Center every Saturday now through December 16th. Stop by on Saturdays between 10 and 2 and enjoy food and fun, crafts, clothing, so much more. The Senior Center located at 820 Main Street in Sandpoint. If you're into the Christmas fair, it's happening November 18th and 19th, that's this weekend, at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. A Christmas fair going on, it's Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3 both days. Admission is free. For more information, go to bonnercountyfair.com. Over 100 vendors there, so pretty cool. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, Jack Frost Fest is in the Granary District this Saturday, November 18th. There's five live bands either playing outside on the dock in the Granary there by Evans Brothers or inside Matchwood Brewing. Music starts at noon, goes till 7 p.m. Just check it out. Just go. There's no tickets or anything. Just go check out five bands. So, and it'll be a decent day weather-wise Saturday, too. So just bundle up a little bit and go enjoy Jack Frost Fest. Going on this evening at the Pondere Winery, Rock Creek Alliance Sip and Shop is happening, raising money for Rock Creek Alliance. And Alishon Johnston will be playing from 5 until 7:30. Raffles going on and more at the winery 4 to 8. Also, Thursday night football is happening at the Hive. They've got big screens and a killer sound system to give you the best game experience in town. Doors open at 4:45, kickoff about 5:15. Bring your own food and enjoy Thursday night football at the Hive. Also, the Sandpoint Lions Club, of course, Toys for Tots is going on now. And you can find out more at the Sandpoint Lions Club website or Facebook page. And also on Saturday, the Lions Club has their annual Turkey Bingo. And it's a fundraiser for Toys for Tots, and it's happening at the Sandpoint Community Hall from 2 until 6. Happening on this show, we have Heather from the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic. She's the officer for the Arts and Historic District, as well as a Tammy Fan from a BGH Hospice and Justin Dick from 113 Main. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open, a cozy cabin dedicated to buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. There's always something new to see at Mountain Traders. It's not just another store, it's an experience. Mountain Traders Local Trading Post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Ponderay. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it? You get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0577. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0577 and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0577 today. That's 888-665-0577 and manage your diabetes as easy as...
At P1FCU, we're all about celebrating your wins, like finding a great parking spot.
Yes!
Or your team winning the championship.
And he's out of here!
Oh, yes! Woo!
Finding an extra $10 in the wash.
Whoa, lunch money.
Or winning the lottery.
I won!
Your wins add up. Just like earning 3.50% APY in an Ascend checking account. So, let's celebrate the wins together. Open your account at p1fcu.org/win. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. APY is annual percentage yield. 3.50% APY applies to the first 15,000. Balances over 15,000 earn 0.21% to 3.50% APY. Additional qualifications required to earn 3.50% APY. Contact a P1FCU representative for details. Insured by NCUA.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
We are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and as we are joined about once a month from the City of Sandpoint, in fact, the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Officer Heather Upton is with us once again. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day with the city to come and join us once a month. Something that's coming up at City Council, I don't get into politics, as you know, on this show, but something that's really important that a lot of people have been talking about is, you know, downtown Sandpoint being a National Historic Registry District,
yeah.
And then we have your department and the plan for the downtown,
yeah.
And I'm confused. What does all this mean?
Those are amazing questions. And there's so much conversation about community character, which I think is really important. And of course, we've been talking about aspects of our community character, which would be our historic buildings. And so one of the first things we've done in our community in terms of historic preservation was establish a National Historic Registry District in 1984, and then there was an expansion done in 2018. And so that that is just an honorary moment, a National Registry District. And a lot of people believe that it is a protection vehicle for those buildings, and it's
actually
not.
Which is what
it
sounds like.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's very official. It's run through the State Historic Preservation Office. It's tied to all the programming with the federal government. But yeah, it's interesting. So when people ask me, are our historic buildings, the ones that you've been talking about in our downtown walking tour brochure, are those protected? The answer would be no, they are not.
Okay, I just want to make clear, we are recording this before the city council meeting, which took place last night. So just in case anything comes up during that. So does that mean, like we've been talking about these historic buildings like we have in the walking tour, as you mentioned, for the last year or so on this show. Does that mean that somebody could, I've always believed that like one of these old homes, mm-hmm. that you couldn't buy it and tear it down? Could you?
Yes, you can. Wow. So it's interesting. A lot of the City of Sandpoint codes are tied to what we can and can't do on a state level. Mm-hmm. And with historic preservation, there's only one way you can preserve a historic building, and that is a local historic district. And that is done within the municipality, working with the State Historic Preservation Office. But essentially, that has an ordinance associated with it, which means that in the City of Sandpoint code, there would be a specific way that those buildings would be protected.
Gotcha.
Due to the parameters of that. I have good news, though.
Okay.
Because I mean, before this position, of course, you all know I was at the museum and I was on the mm-hmm. Historic Preservation Commission for sure. two terms. And that was always the big end goal, right? And we've had amazing preservationists in this community wanting, the whole community has a big portion wanted this for over 25 years. So this isn't a new idea of wanting to make sure those historic buildings are preserved. So in 2021, I have the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation adopted master plan, okay? So it was adopted, and that in that plan, it says we need to have a local historic district protecting our historic buildings. Another goal identified in action was creating a position of the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer. So I feel so lucky to be able to be in that position in implementing the steps to make sure that we're protecting it.
Well, you were the perfect person for that position.
I do love it. So keep in mind, we have the 2023 comprehensive plan that's in front of council, and there's going to be a couple workshops on that. And then, so that is the guiding document of the city. Gotcha. But it's not a detailed document necessarily. What it says is you need to do the work in the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Master Plan. And so that's where the detailed work is. So we have identified that this needs to be done. And now we have the Downtown Waterfront Design Competition. That one plan, right? And I like to think of it as it's our visionary document.
Right.
That's how I like to call it now.
But it's not carved in stone at this not is at all. It. I think that's important for people
right.
to know.
It gives examples of how I can move forward with my actions in my master plan. And in there is a boundary that they're recommending to council of a local historic district. Mm-hmm. And so anything in that boundary that is historically contributing would go through a particular process, which needs to further be defined by a consultant who would help put together this local ordinance and district. But the good news is that we're getting so close to being able to have our buildings being protected.
That's great.
Yeah. It's been a marathon.
She breathes a sigh of relief. So we'll talk more about this in future episodes. I failed to make it to the History Museum last Friday night to see the unveiling of the new display, Come What May, We Will Play. You had a sick kid and didn't make it either, but
yes.
What do you know about it? Have you seen any sneak previews or anything?
Well, I couldn't help myself. I've definitely popped in a few times to support the team. They are so fabulous. What I can tell you is that it brings me so much joy to be able to see Olivia Fee curating and see like her new inspiration, all of her brilliance and her talent. And I think of it as like the next wave of curation come into the museum. And it's exciting to see her blockbuster exhibit come to life. I'm going to plan a whole special day with my children to come and observe. They've just come and observe and experience. And it's actually, I think, one of the most integrated interactive exhibits that the museum has ever done. Interactives were something that we were always hoping to accomplish, but they're very expensive and we couldn't get there. And it's wonderful that this is the year that it has come.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they worked really hard on getting grant support to make that happen. So I am so looking forward to experiencing it and experiencing it with my family as well.
I think everybody should.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I've said this before, a lot of old timers around here said, oh, I haven't been to a museum in 20 years. Well, then you should go.
Because,
I mean, this is your past and you should go check it out. So,
so
anyway, Heather, thank you for joining us. Once again, it's been Heather Upton, the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Officer. You're doing a great job, and I know you're very passionate about that. And like I said, you're the perfect person for this job. And, I look forward to joining you again in December.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, to you too. All right. We are going to take our second break, and we'll be back with a BGH moment right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Whether you take this as good or bad news, we are transitioning towards winter. This means a lot of local customers will be looking for the best price on a new set of winter tires. Taylor & Sons has taken action. Right now, we have one of the best selections of name brand tires our dealership has ever had. Taylor & Sons is the premier location to find the exact tires you're looking for at the best price. Taylor & Sons stocks and sells all major tire brands such as Hankook, Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, and BFG. Taylor & Sons offers a 30-day price match guarantee on most major brands of tires. If you find a better price within 30 days of purchase, Taylor & Sons will refund the difference. In addition to the price match guarantee, Taylor & Sons is offering up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select brands of tires now through November 30th. All of the work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. You can view all of our current service specials online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Don't miss the annual Christmas Fair at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th. There will be close to 100 vendors on hand featuring handmade gifts, unique local artisans, delicious treats, Santa's workshop, kids' activities, and Christmas fun. There's also a gingerbread house competition to benefit the Bonner Community Food Bank. Plus, the Bonner Rodeo Committee is accepting donations for Toys for Tots. The Christmas Fair is open Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3, and admission is free.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want to, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0577. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time, instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0577, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0577 today. That's 888-665-0577. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, our second segment here today on North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by Tammy Fahan from the Hospice Department at Bonner General Health. Tammy, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
You are amazing. That's great. And you've been on the show several times over the years, and you know, hospice, you guys do such a tremendous work, and it's not for everybody, and just tell us about your department and just hospice care, what it all entails.
You bet. So Bonner Community Hospice is the only local nonprofit hospice serving both Bonner and Boundary County. We've actually been in the area since the 80s and formally under Bonner General Hospital as a formal Medicare hospice since 1991. Mm. Very, very proud of the work that we do in our community. Hospice, we offer a community-based hospice, which is we bring the care to you in your home, whatever you call residence, whether it be a private home, nursing home, assisted living, family certified home. And we bring in our team of professionals, our physician, nurse practitioner, nurses, social workers, our CNAs, our spiritual care team, and volunteers. And we really just partner with the patient and their caregiving team to identify and support whatever's most important to them when it comes towards end of life. Now, many people think hospice is the last hours or days of life, and it's something you have to do at that time and you don't want to do.
Yeah, I have always, honestly, when I hear, oh, you know, my mother's been ill and, oh, they called in hospice, it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
But continue with that.
Yeah. You know, I really see hospice as a continuum of care. So we all have a benefit. It's a medical benefit that we have under Medicare, Medicaid, and our private insurances to receive this support. And it's really about living our best life. So when someone has a life-limiting illness, many people think of cancer, but of course there's also musculoskeletal illnesses. There's cardiac illnesses, respiratory illnesses that are life-limiting. Eventually, that illness will take someone's life. And hospice is called in when either curative treatment or everyday medication is just not curing that illness. It's not making it better. They've kind of reached the potential of maximizing what they can do with medication. Then that's when hospice is really appropriate to come on in and help to support that individual.
And so when should a family, when do they know to reach out and call your department? Actually, before we even get to that, I was curious if somebody, you know, if has elderly parents or grandparents or what have you, is there someone there at BGH to talk to about things like, when do we know it's time to call you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we welcome those calls. So many times, you know, providers are so busy. They're pushed to the wall. Their time is very tight. So having those conversations with community members and their patients is difficult. They don't have the time to do it and may not really be looking at that whole picture of where is this trajectory going. So anyone calling us at any point, we can talk through specifics, answer questions. We are a resource to our community, and we welcome those phone calls.
So with that having been said, how does someone know when the appropriate time to call you guys is? Is it?
Well, when an individual is declining to some degree, so they're finding that it's a little harder to get what they need to get done every day. It's getting harder to manage their personal needs. It may be that they're having difficulty managing their symptoms. It could be pain or nausea or vomiting or weight loss. They're struggling. They're starting to struggle. That's when to go ahead and call and start asking the questions.
But again, you can call BGH, ask for your department, and get some advice.
Absolutely.
On that. What are some ways hospice supports families outside of traditional care?
Well, I am, again, very proud of our hospice. And, you know, as a nonprofit, we really spend time looking at how can we give back to our community. So some of the ways we do that is in education for our community, but also we have an incredible bereavement and grief support program. Last year, we served about 180 hospice clients, but we served over 700 bereavement clients. And so those are people, those are our family members from hospice, as well as community members. Any community member who has experienced a loss can contact us about support that we offer. So we offer some individual counseling. We offer grief support classes and groups. And, you know, it's a huge way that we give back because especially since COVID, so many people have experienced losses and we've just seen the numbers of, and the need in our community go up more and more for that support.
And so for the bereavement, do you have to have had a family member in your hospice
to go
get some counseling? Because, you know, it could be just a traffic accident or what have you, and your loved one passes away and it's like, I wasn't mentally prepared for this. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out.
Yep. We welcome those phone calls because, you know, the number of, and this is a really interesting point to make, is that we serve more of our community who've never been touched by hospice than we do our own hospice families. Now, interestingly, we of course serve all of our hospice families and their, you know, the care teams. But what we find is that those who've had hospice in their homes for a period of time, not the last minute, but we've been able to establish relationships and support for weeks and months. Those families and those...
That happens. People can be in hospice care for weeks and months.
Absolutely. We would hope that we have that opportunity.
Wow.
It's truly not the last days or hours of life as many people
I think
tend
that,
to
that
think.
Is the misconception.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting. So how many people do you have in your department?
You know, we're a small department. We're a small hospice. So we have about 18 of us providing care and in different functions in hospice.
Mm-hmm. And do you take volunteers? And
we
if
do.
So, what would their duties be and what kind of training would they have to have to be a hospice volunteer?
So they need a heart for serving others. That's the only thing they have to have. We were actually born as a fully volunteer organization back in the 80s. So volunteerism is very strong in our organization. And we welcome anyone who would like to volunteer, anything from sitting with a client, playing cards, to they may put their skills of cooking or some different things, yard work to work. Mm. We have office things that can be done that we really enjoy. We also do fundraising. So anyone who has a heart to serve others might find great fulfillment in volunteering with hospice.
Yeah, and I think that they will find that. Kristen mentioned a Tree of Memorial Lights ceremony that you have coming up. What's that all about?
So this is our 29th annual.
Wait, before we even get to that, I almost forgot the roses. How did that go?
It went well. We, you know, we're kind of, COVID kind of stalled a lot of things. And so we weren't quite as successful as I would have loved to see us be. But, you know, we've done this for 26 years and we sell hundreds of dozens of roses each year. So definitely was a great benefit to us.
Good.
And I hope to just see that continue to kind of go back on course and grow.
So when what time of year does that happen?
That happens in November.
Yep. I mean, is it over?
It is, yeah. It's a specific day that we distribute all the roses. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you haven't experienced our rose sale next year, think about it. Even just walking in to see hundreds of dozens of roses together in one place is just incredible.
That's not a funeral.
No, it's a sea of roses. It's absolutely gorgeous.
All right. So tell us again about the upcoming Tree of Memorial Lights ceremony.
So the Tree of Memorial Lights ceremony is, like I said, we've done this. This will be our 29th year. It's a short ceremony as we kick off the holiday season. It's really just an opportunity for our community to come together and remember those we've lost. It's a very simple ceremony. We have a speaker. We read the names of those who have submitted their loved ones' names to be read, and we pause to remember everyone that has passed. And then we light a tree, which is at the health services building next to the hospital. And that tree remains lit 24 hours a day through the entire holiday season, just remembering our loved ones.
Oh, that's great. You do tremendous things at the hospice department.
It is a great event. I mean, it is so nice to go and have a moment to remember.
And if you want to learn more about hospice or just talk to Tammy or one of the people there, you have any questions and just for your own information, and you can call them anytime at 208-265-1179, 265-1179, of course, located at 520 North 3rd Avenue in downtown Sandpoint. And if you just want to go online, just go to bonnergeneral.org, bonnergeneral.org. And you'll find special services, and then click on hospice, and all the information is right there. Tammy Fahan, thanks for joining us again, and we'll do it again sometime.
All right, thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you too. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to take our final break here on North Idaho Thursday, our final break for today. Justin Dick is with us this week, and we'll be talking about his latest endeavor, 113 Main. Find out all about that right after this.
Winner, winner, raffle dinner!
That doesn't make any sense, Greg.
It does once you find out that the Idaho Lottery's $1 million raffle has not one, but two $1 million winners.
Two $1 million winners?
That's what I said.
Okay, well, what's the catch? Let me guess. Worse odds?
Actually, better than they've ever been.
So you're telling me there are two $1 million winners in the Idaho Lottery's $1 million raffle, and the odds have never been better?
That's what I'm saying.
Well then, winner, winner, raffle dinner.
Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Two Tones at the Ranch Club is open. Try the signature dishes. Drunken Marsala, spaghetti with mozzarella stuffed meatballs, or Chipotle barbecue salmon. Full menu at twotonescafe.com. A location in Bonner's Ferry, 6536 Main Street, with entertainment in our secret garden patio. And the new location, Two Tones at the Ranch, Highway 2 Priest River on the golf course. Stop in for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. Serving brunch on Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Priest River. TwoTonesCafe.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Justin Dick, no stranger to this show here. And Justin, you were here a couple weeks ago talking about Trinity at City Beach, closing for the winter at least, and we'll just see what the future holds there. But you have so much going on, and one of those things is your latest endeavor. 113 Main, downtown Sandpoint. You know, a lot of us know the building is the old Truby's building. Yeah. And what have you got going on there? And like, you needed something else to do.
I know. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on again. I always appreciate coming on here. Yeah, it's been a wild couple of weeks from getting Trinity shut down, trying to get some staff placed over at 113. We had some Thanksgiving. We've always traditionally been open on Thanksgiving, you know, and that's one of our days. We get employees that want to work on Thanksgiving as well, too. It's one of those holidays that everybody likes to come together employee-wise, not just family-wise. So we moved everything. So on Thanksgiving next week, I can't believe it's already here, right? But we'll be doing Thanksgiving dinner from noon to 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving, which will be a fantastic. We've got a great spread. We've got butternut squash ravioli. We've got your traditional turkey with gravy and stuffing and cranberries. We've got a grilled pork loin. We're moving some equipment around. We're going to have our prime rib over there and a pistachio encrusted steelhead. And then the only thing that's really going to change is we got salads and appetizers that 113's already doing right now. So it's been a nice little changeover, and it's also really helped us get a lot of staff moving around. Some of the folks that have kind of been out for the last week, I think everybody's kind of got their break, and I'm already getting the text messages like, I thought this unemployment thing was going to be fun, but I hate it and I'm ready to come back to work. So that's like music to my ears.
Yeah, a lot of them had never been through that. So it's good to get back to work. So Thanksgiving meal, are you taking reservations or how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a new phone number as well. You can still call the old Trinity number and that will forward over to you. But our phone number over there is 208-946-5309.
946-5309, 113 Main. And you are taking reservations. Are you... What if you get a big family crowd? Can you do that?
Yeah, we're going to try as much as we can. So be patient with us because this will be our first time in a little bit smaller setting. You know, with Trinity, we had things pretty well dialed in. And, you know, we'd get tables in. I think we only did about an hour and 15 minutes for each table. So we're really trying to figure out, okay, do we plot 2 hours? For whatever reason, 113 has got this, folks like to stay there. You know, we call it camping, right? And we love it because a lot of it is our great local customers. Sure. And they enjoy the company. They enjoy the staff. They enjoy their time. So yeah, we're kind of working through it right now. One of the other big things that we're going to do is starting next week, we are going to be open 7 days a week from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. We got our phone line up and running after a brief year and a half of not having a phone, which is absolutely crazy. So we've got that. And then the last little piece is I just signed off on the website here. So we're just putting the final touches on that. And then I'll probably need to come back on and let the community know what the website is and should be able to take reservations through there as well too. So yeah, we're actually becoming a grown-up restaurant.
So tell us about the history of 113 Main. How did it come about that you wanted to start another restaurant there? I know you've got your hand in Jalapenos as well, and you know, Trinity at City Beach. And what brought about this?
Well, both Jalapenos in 2014 and 113 Main came about because the building was supposed to come down those years. Like, that was the hot and heaviest that we were ever talking about, the building coming down. So I needed a place to move our staff from when that time came. What was different about this time now is that we don't have the ability, or we don't know if we'll ever have the ability to get back in after the redevelopment of the property. And that's okay. That's not, I don't want anybody beating up the hotel owners. They are fantastic. And ultimately, whatever they put there, right now they've got plans for a giant conference room that could hold somewhere between 300 and 400
which
people.
Which we sorely need. Oh,
and people don't realize that is the best kind of tourism are those conferences that come in for 3 or 4 days, because they'll descend on, they come up on a couple of buses, they stay down on the property, they descend, you can't keep them on the property all the time, right? They get curious, they want to check out the downtown, check out our stores, check out our restaurants. And then we're able to take their money nicely, of course, after services are rendered. And then they go back to wherever they came from after that. And it's great. And especially downtown Sandpoint, because that's where our independently owned and operated businesses are. Mm-hmm. And we're the folks, the independents are the ones that reinvest, right? We reinvest into our property. We reinvest into our employees. We reinvest. There's not a restaurant around that hasn't given thousands upon thousands of dollars of free gift certificates, dinners, gatherings, anything to help our local nonprofits as well too. So, you know, when we talk about not necessarily wanting to be a tourist town per se, right, the conference room has the ability to bring those people in for short periods of time and then they go back, right? Yeah. And that's
the best kind.
It is. It's truly the best kind of tourism. And for those of you guys know, and this is not dogging out on the fairgrounds, because the fairgrounds has been great to us, but that's about the only place that we can hold over 300 people, right? And that's a logistics, or can be a logistics nightmare, getting tables, chairs, plates, silverware, food warmers, doesn't have a kitchen involved with it. So every time we do an event like the Heart Ball, right, it is quite the orchestration of getting things done, and it takes almost 7 days from the time we get the keys to the fairgrounds until we leave the next day, from cleaning and moving all that stuff out. You know,
yeah, absolutely. Having done the wine tasting with the festival for all those years, I know what I'd, you know, renting tables and chairs and the whole thing and bringing in the food. You can't prepare it there. So
yeah.
I love the fairgrounds, but this center is very much needed.
Well, so. And it'll give us the ability to have at least two places that we could do that, right? Because one of the things we also run into is we used to kind of look down the calendar in terms of nonprofits or our nonprofit events in our community. We'd look down the calendar and go, okay, we can't do this weekend because Chafe is that weekend, or we can't do this weekend because Angels Over Sandpoint's doing. Now we potentially have the ability that we can all, you know, nobody can really check the calendar anymore because everybody's doing something, right? Mm-hmm. We have so many active groups, again, probably the most nonprofits per capita than anywhere I've ever seen in my life, which is like the most amazing thing in the world, right?
Like almost 160 active.
Yeah, nonprofits. Active, and that's the word. And that, and you combine that with our service clubs like Rotary or Kiwanis, the Lions Club as well too.
The Elks
is a great one. But everybody's going a different way, and now we might have the ability to do that, right? Where you can hold more than one 300 person event on one night, and you're on two different outs. One, you're out closer to Pend'Oreille. The other one, you're in the heart of downtown Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all good stuff. You mentioned the Heart Ball. I know you're very passionate about that, and BGH Foundation. Anything?
Yeah, we are. I am buried in Heart Ball right now. This is our gear up time. For those, some of you listening, I will be out next week, and I'm going to be looking for table sponsors, for sponsorship, for donations. So get ready as I come out. We've got a great headline this year. For those in the community that know, we are doing it in honor of Jack Parker, who passed away. And I think if you don't know Jack Parker, you need to find out, because this community, a lot of it was built with his hard work. I mean, he spent over 50 years on the hospital board. He was one of the original three that worked to get the bond to buy the hospital, right? Every community, there's a couple things you need. You need education, you need police, you need fire, and you need a hospital. And we've got some great footage of the old hospital floating down to where its location is, or where its former location was. But he was so instrumental across so many lives in making Sandpoint the full service city that it is right now, and that we don't need to drive 45 minutes, an hour and a half to get great health care.
Yeah. So in honor of Jack Parker, tell if anybody's new to town and doesn't know what the HeartBall is all about, when is it?
So our HeartBall will be this year's February 3rd of 2024. It is our largest fundraiser that we do for the hospital all year long. We'll get roughly 300 folks in there. About 40 to 50 volunteers will be there throughout the week and even just the night of. Large plated dinner, presentation, paddle raise, and then we've got some amazing, I don't want to spill the beans too much, but we met with the package committee yesterday. And they've got some amazing trips. And they're not all like break the bank trips too, you know. We always want to be sensitive about the money and that not everybody's got $10,000 to go make a trip. So we've tried to include some more regional travel as well to get people up and about. And also bring your friends on it, you know. It doesn't just have to be a family thing. Last year we had four groups of people, I think, all went to Scotland together as well.
Wow.
Right? And they all just had an amazing time. We got all the pictures. It's one of those things where you're like looking at it and you're just a little jealous that you didn't get to go.
Yeah.
But really cool. And this year we'll be raising money for, we want to continue. Last year we raised money to get a new mammography machine because we had roughly 1,200 people were waiting to get mammograms in this community. And with that said, the best way to stop cancer is for early detection of cancer, right? So we're going to continue that theme. We're getting a second set of scopes at the hospital that 3 to 4 different departments can use. One of the big parts is colonoscopies. It's one of the things we don't talk about a whole lot in this community. And it's not just men, it's also women. They've just bumped up the age now that you should have your first colonoscopy at 45 years old. So this will give us the ability to having the two scopes get more people in and really work on that early detection of cancer in our community.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll talk more on the show about HeartBall in the coming months. But let's go back to 113 Main. You are taking reservations for your great Thanksgiving dinner. It'll be from noon until 8 o'clock, of course, this next Thursday. You for reservations, 208-946-5309, 946-5309. We've got a couple minutes left here, Justin. Other than the Thanksgiving meal, what could people expect food-wise at 113 Main?
Ooh, we've got, well, for those of you know, that don't know or haven't been there, we're doing every single thing in the kitchen is scratch, from our beef stock, our chicken stock, our fish stock, our homemade focaccia bread. We've got some great appetizers, sautéed mushroom, shrimp and steak satays. One of the things I'm most proud of, which is really weird because I didn't even want to do it, was the charcuterie board. And which has really opened us up to a whole group of vendors that I really haven't worked with. It's challenging to get some of these, the cheeses and the meats, the salamis, all that. There's some of that stuff that we've got to get imported in. So we have to be on our game. You got to order about every 2 weeks ahead of where you think you're going to be. So that's been a little more challenging. Some of the salads, I know everybody's been asking for the pecan chicken salad back. We are definitely working on that.
Good.
The other thing we're looking at right now, and I wish it was easier said than done, but is potentially getting open over there for lunch. So once we get open 7 days, starting next week for dinner, we are working on the lunch menu right now. We are working on the pecan chicken salad. May not look exactly like the last one here because of some of the ingredients we have, but we do hear you, and I'm definitely working on it. Give me a little bit of time as we work through and get some of the new staff trained. That's been a lot of fun, too, is getting the staff from Trinity trained over. It's such a difference from going from the back of the house where there's no sunshine. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to see the beautiful parts of the beach. We're here, we have this beautiful exhibition kitchen. The kitchen folks can interact with the guests. And that's one thing that's always been this big disconnect with restaurants is the front of the house. The customers don't necessarily get to see or talk to the people who are there every day prepping, mm-hmm. making that food. And now we've got this ability, and it's really changed the lives. I've just seen in the last 2 weeks, it's changed the attitudes, the positivity, the optimism, the hope from a lot of my folks that would typically shy away and be like, oh, I don't want to be in front of the customers anymore. So yeah, really, really cool stuff. I'm excited to keep working on it.
All right. 113 Main, 7 days a week now, 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. 208-946-5309. We'll look for that website in the coming month or so. Justin Dick, thanks for joining us. And for you and your family, happy Thanksgiving.
And you as well. Thanks, Bob.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.